This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Sikkim government intensifies patrolling and checking at vital places in view of current situation in Nepal. Assam cabinet approves standard operation procedures to expedite detection and pushback of illegal migrants under the Immigrants Expulsion from Assam Act 1950. Mizoram government steps up efforts to fight against substance abuse and reaffirms its targeted initiative, Operation Jericho, as part of major crackdown on drugs and narcotics. Indian Army commences women military police and central category recruitment rally for all northeastern states at Narangi in Assam. The news in detail. The Assam cabinet has approved a standard operating procedure to implement the Immigrants Expulsion from Assam Act 1950 in a move to expedite the process of detection and pushback of illegal migrants. Under the SOP, the Deputy Commissioner will be empowered to issue an expulsion order to any person who, in view of the DC, is a foreigner. A 10-day notice will be served to the suspect, and if he or she cannot prove his or her citizenship within the period, the DC will immediately issue an order to evacuate the person. In the case where the DC cannot conclude, the matter can be referred to the Foreigners Tribunal. However, illegal migrants detected within 24 hours of illegal entry into the state, the notice is not required. In Meghalaya, National People's Party legislator Limison Disangma is set to be elected uncontested as the new Deputy Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly. Limison filed his nominations yesterday and emerged as the lone contesting candidate for the post. The opposition parties did not field any candidate. Limison represents Raksangri Assembly constituency. His election to the post will be announced by the Speaker tomorrow, the last day of the five-day autumn session of the State Assembly. The need to elect a Deputy Speaker came after veteran NPP legislator from Resubelpara, Timothy D. Shira, resigned from the post on Monday. Shira held the Deputy Speaker's post since March 20, 2023. BJP in charge of Northeast, Dr. Sambit Patra, along with parties in charge of Manipur, Dr. Ajit Madhav Rao Gopachera, arrived in Imphal yesterday ahead of the Prime Minister's visit to Manipur. BJP President, Manipur Pradesh, Adhikari Mayung Sharda, BJP MLAs welcomed the party leaders at Imphal Airport. Later, the party national leaders held a meeting with the party MLAs at the BJP office, Manipur Pradesh in Imphal. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha today. Parts of West Bengal, Sikkim and other northeastern states are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the IMD has also forecast a heavy rainfall spell over East and Peninsula India during the next 4 to 5 days. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Assam and Meghalaya till the 16th of this month. The Indian Army has commenced the Women Military Police and Central Category Recruitment Rally for all northeastern states at Narangi in Assam yesterday. The rally, scheduled from 10th to 13th of this month, witnessed an impressive turnout of enthusiastic female candidates from across the northeastern states. This initiative aimed at enhancing gender inclusivity in the Indian Armed Forces by offering young women an opportunity to serve as soldiers in the Corps of Military Police and a significant step in empowering women through meaningful participation in the national defense. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohuma said that the state government is stepping up efforts to fight against substance abuse and reaffirmed the government's targeted initiative called Operation Jericho as part of the major crackdown on drugs and narcotics. During his visit to Hulhiap Short Stay Centre yesterday, he stressed on the importance of rehabilitation and partnering with NGOs and church bodies to implement support programs through PPP. Lal Dohuma also highlighted that preventive awareness campaigns are actively being conducted among the youth under Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, with programs rolled out across multiple districts in Mizoram. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state government has made tremendous reforms in governance and developed a transparent system where there is no window for corruption. He said this during a function held to hand over the offer of appointment to 140 selected candidates of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination 2024 in Itanagar yesterday. Stating that bureaucracy is the permanent structure in Indian democracy, he said, their honesty and efficiency are among the most important factors for the development of a state. On the occasion, the candidates were administered an oath of allegiance by the Chief Secretary. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya inaugurated the BIMSTEC Youth Leader Summit 2025 in Guwahati. Addressing the delegates, the governor described the summit as a conference of ideas, celebration of cultures and foundation for future possibilities. He emphasized the unifying role of BIMSTEC or Bay of Bengal Initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, which brings together seven nations, India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, and Thailand. He also extended his heartfelt appreciation to the Bharat Scouts and Guides for the pivotal role in organizing the event. The Mizoram Information Commission has received a total of 43,412 inquiries under the Right to Information Act since 2006. The commission stated that 3,162 RTI applications have been received in the current fiscal year, while 730 appeals have been filed since 2006 due to dissatisfaction with the government responses. 197 were further appealed as the replies remained unsatisfactory. The commission also noted that the highest number of RTI inquiries, 7,394, was received during the previous financial year. Additionally, 160 complaints have been lodged under the RTI Act since 2006. Justice Y. Lonkumar of the Guwahati High Court of Kohima Bench has emphasized the crucial role of legal systems in building a strong nation. She was speaking at a legal awareness program organized by the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority and Kohima District Legal Services Authority at Kohima Law College yesterday. Highlighted key historical changemakers who use the law as tool to combat oppression and inequality, she urged legal professionals to be the voice for the marginalized. Underscoring the importance of integrity, Justice Lonkumar advised lawyers not to compromise their values for ambition and emphasized the need for continuous learning. In Tripura, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated a five-day exhibition at the International Fairground Convention Center, Hapania, organized by the state police to create awareness among the public about the new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023. The Chief Minister said the new laws will simplify filing complaints with the police, speed up legal procedures and make the justice system faster, easier and more effective. Dr. Saha noted that Tripura is among the leading states in the implementation of these laws and the state's law and order situation remains satisfactory. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has sanctioned 5 crore rupees from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund to provide assistance to the people affected by the recent floods in Himachal Pradesh. The amount will be contributed to the Himachal Pradesh Aapda Rahat Kosh 2025 set up by the Himachal Pradesh government to mobilize resources and extend relief to those affected by the devastating natural calamity. Nagaland, the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha will host a statewide marathon Modi Yuva Run on the 20th of this month as part of a 16-day celebration marking Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday. The celebration under the banner of Seva Pakhra 2025 will run from the 17th of this month to October 2nd. The marathon, themed War Against Drugs, aims to promote fitness and raise awareness among youth about the drug menace in Nagaland. The headlines once again. Sikkim government intensifies patrolling and checking at vital places in view of current situation in Nepal. Assam Cabinet approves standard operation procedures to expedite detection and pushback of illegal migrants under Immigrants Expulsion from Assam Act 1950. Mizoram government steps up efforts to fight against substance abuse and reaffirms its targeted initiative Operation Jericho as part of major crackdown on drugs and narcotics. Indian Army commences women military police and central category recruitment rally for all northeastern states at Narangi in Assam. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.